100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Hump day has arrived, Ari, and we are here ready and raring to go.
Middle of the week, thank you, God.
Oh, it's been a bit of a slow one this week, but only on Wednesday. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
And it's a shame because it's such a nice day. It's been so nice weather-wise for the last 2 days.
Today's gone warm yesterday.
Oh, cooking.
Yeah.
Cooking. Today's going to be much the same. Tops of 22 right across Newcastle and the Hunter. 0% chance of rain. That's exactly what you want to see.
Absolutely. Got a lot of gardening to do, so perfect weather for me.
Wonderful. Our big show on the way, Ari. Oh. We have a massive announcement to make.
Absolutely.
It's coming up at about 8:30?
Yeah, let's go with that.
Something around 8:30, so make sure you stick it around for that one because this is huge.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And Ari, we were just talking about the first cryogenically frozen man.
Yes.
Very, very futuristic.
It is.
Something that it's real sci-fi out of this world. You wouldn't think that would be actually something accomplished in our lifetime.
And I don't think it's the greatest idea, but apparently some people want to do it.
Well, thinking of the future, over the last couple of days, I've been watching Back to the Future.
Okay, yeah.
All three movies.
Marathon.
I got them down in 24 hours.
That's impressive.
Yes, I've spent a lot of time on trains in the last little bit, so...
Do you have a favourite, just side note? Mine's number three.
No, number one.
Okay, number one is fantastic, but I like the Wild West one as well.
That
I like
was very good.
Ups, yeah.
I actually thought they were in a different order. It's been a hot minute since I've watched any Back to the Future.
Yeah.
And I thought the Wild West one was number two.
Same.
So now that it's number three, I'm like, oh yeah, it all pieces together really well.
Sure.
But it's funny that how wrong they got the future. Understandably, filmed in the 80s.
Yeah.
But like how wrong they got it that we'd have flying cars and hoverboards, stuff like that, that they thought that we would be so far advanced. Than we actually were. Can you imagine trying to tell somebody back in the 80s, trying to tell Marty McFly or Doc they were freezing somebody to bring them back to life?
They probably go, oh yeah, that clocks.
They would probably think that, oh yeah, that's realistic, whereas still we're sitting here
scratching our heads.
Yeah, as 21st century people in the year 2024 going, yeah, no, that's still not possible.
No.
There's absolutely no way that exists.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Oh, happy hump day, Jackie.
Hi.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. You know, as it starts to get to that end of the week, I'm getting more and more excited for the weekend. So.
You can see it in your eyes. You perk up. You're like, I can see it inside. It's exciting. All right, let's jump into our news headlines for the middle of the week. Mm-hmm. Police are looking for people involved in a high-speed chase. Where was this?
So police are on the hunt for some people involved in a high-speed pursuit across several Newcastle suburbs, so that includes Jesmond, and they were driving from Newcastle Road to Douglas Street. So witnesses reported they're mounting the curb and pulling across traffic, but the high-speed chase was called off due to safety concerns, obviously. So now police are on the hunt for these people.
Why do people think they can get away in a high-speed chase?
I don't know.
Seriously, it's just idiocy that they think that they're going to get away and they're not going to hurt somebody else, or do they really just not care about anybody else?
Well, especially around such tight suburbs and things, you know. I mean, Jesmond is, the streets are quite small. So, yeah, I don't know how they would have gotten away with that.
Yesterday, I saw a bloke mount the curb. Literally coming down Maitland Road. He just sort of mounted the curb and kept going.
But maybe it was the same person.
Well, they were driving a black Honda Odyssey, so I was like, I won't name Jamie up, but...
Yeah. Well, this one was a red Honda Civic sedan.
Okay.
So different cars.
Very different.
Honda. It's just a Honda altogether.
I absolutely don't know how they do it. Like, it's just so insane and so dangerous as well.
So
scary
dangerous
for everyone involved.
Mm. Yes. No. It's not something you don't want to get around. Not at all. Social grants, Jackie, have been coming through. More money in Newcastle.
Yeah. So council's currently funding about $900,000 for grants, but yesterday's council meeting, they were talking about maybe adding an extra $100,000 if they meet that mark, so a lot of the social inclusion projects don't get missed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so no one misses out, everyone's happy.
Yeah. Social inclusion projects, is that like any sporting teams, or is that like performing arts clubs or something, or just a range of different stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a range of different things. So it's just hoping to get all of those different grants, big grants and small grants, all included under the funding, especially with the cost of living crisis is something that they mentioned at the moment. Like, a lot of people are struggling.
Mm.
So they're sort of trying to adjust their grants funding for that higher price of living.
Okay, and
of
that's good.
The cost of everything, as you say, is going through the roof, but nobody should have to miss out.
No, absolutely.
And there's so many different social, as you say, social events. You say there's theatre, there's sport, there's everything. I mean, your chess club should get money.
Yeah, absolutely.
The money really does need to be spent. And so it's good that if they're putting more money in to make sure that everybody in the community is represented and felt, you'd love to see it.
Wonderful.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
A phenomenon in itself, a tactic just about as old as time, Scotty, literally. I'm talking about chucking a sickie to get out of work, you know, any social events.
I've been there.
Haven't we all? Just quietly. Uh-huh. Pretty much getting out
Never here. Never here. Never at the radio station. Never.
Let's not go into that. Any commitment, really, that you don't want to do, calling up sick is usually about the way to go, right? Mm. It gets you out of anything. Well, according to new uncovered evidence, it's part of our human history where some of the best excuses ever heard has just been discovered, and also during the pyramids of Egypt.
People were calling in sick to build the pyramids.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, and there is physical evidence. It's now at one of the British museums or something as well. So if you're ever over there, check it out. So found on a tablet during excavations of ancient Egyptian structures, including the pyramids, this dates back to 1250 BC, actually lists a number of reasons why labourers haven't been able to come into work.
Okay.
And they, honestly, they trump all of our little excuses. I think we need to get more creative. The Egyptians had the right idea.
So the sniffles doesn't count?
Nah.
Back in the Egyptian times, what are they dealing with?
Okay, so I've got three examples for you. So the first one, quite mild and tame, something that we would use. Someone's mother was ill, so they had to...
Oh, cool.
Like, you know, I don't know if it was deathbed ill, but they were ill nonetheless. Uh-huh. So, okay, I had to stay home, take care of her. The second one, a little bit different. Another was stung by a scorpion, so they couldn't work.
Oh.
Stung by a scorpion.
Oh, okay.
I mean, everyone's been, you know, bitten by a dog or an ant or a mosquito or stung by something, you know, but most of the time you go to work.
Stung by a scorpion, surely that would, and without the medicine of the day,
Yeah, well,
would not
BC,
be nice.
There ain't no medicine back then. And the third, which is probably something that our Aussies would get around, others weren't showing up, including big groups of builders, because they were brewing beer.
Oh, see, I like that.
This is their excuse.
I like that.
Sorry, boss, I can't come into work. I'm making some lager.
I wonder if they're going to be selling that. So that's what they're doing. They're making their side hustle. So their side hustle is brewing beer rather than building the pyramids, and that's where they're getting their coin from.
Well, fun fact about that time in history in Egypt, everyone was drinking beer through work days. So, you know, it's pretty good pastime, pretty good way to say, no, I'm not coming to work.
I still think it's outstanding that the pyramids were able to be built all those hundreds and thousands of years ago.
Drunk.
Yeah, drunk. Yet still, it took so long for them to complete Newcastle Ocean Bars. How is that possible?
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
And a couple of days ago, Ari, I broke the news that I was going viral.
Yes, you did.
On TikTok. Over the weekend, I went and watched the Central Coast Mariners take on Melbourne Victory in the A-League Grand Final.
Smashing game.
It was such a good game. And I took a video of the pitch invaders at the end of the match running in. It's mostly the Mariners fans who were just elated that their team has won two grand finals back to back.
Oh, look, you would be.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
How are you going there?
Well, I've just clocked 102,000 views.
Oh my God,
on
dude.
On my TikTok,
You're going even more viral.
Over 6,000 likes.
Oh!
And people are just loving it. And the comment section is filled with people hating on the sport.
Why?
The A-League cops a lot of beef.
Yeah,
it does. It cops a lot of stick. But still, it was a great game. It was a great stadium, a mad atmosphere.
And a lot of attention for you.
And a lot of attention for me. And people are just hating on it. And I really am in a position where, do I start commenting back? No. Like, my TikTok username is my name. And so I don't want to be going out there throwing it back in people's faces with the comebacks and have my name attached to it. I'd rather do it anonymously.
Oh, well, let me just say this. If you're feeling sassy on a Friday night after a couple of lemonades, just keep your phone away from you.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to get into fights with strangers on the internet.
Now, though, we're checking on this day. It is May 29, taking a trip around the world, around the grounds, what's happened historically, birthdays, all that. So let's kick it off. May 29 in 1942. This one's close to my heart. American singer and actor Mr. Bing Crosby actually recorded the holiday classic White Christmas, which became one of the best-selling singles of all time.
What are your thoughts on Christmas carols as a general rule?
Do you want my honest thoughts?
Tell me.
I'm obsessed. Oh. I love them. If I could play Christmas carols the whole year round without social suicide, I would.
That's dangerous.
What?
That's dangerous.
You don't like them?
Nah. Christmas carols are for a period of 3 weeks, 20 days, and that's it. Lock them up. The whole Mariah Carey thing getting frozen.
Bah humbug.
No, I think that that's the way it should be. Christmas carols should not exist outside of a 2 to 3 week period.
Well, our new FM family can attest to the fact that you are a party pooper. All right, moving on. 1967, May 29, Elvis and Priscilla Presley held a wedding reception at Graceland for their friends and family. This was after a small ceremony where no one was invited.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Fast forward to this day in 2015, Jurassic World starring Chris Pratt actually made its premiere in Paris.
I didn't really like that new series.
I liked the first one, and then that's about it. That's where it should have stopped.
Jurassic Park was exceptional.
Yeah, it was good.
As a franchise, amazing. And then they went for the money grab with the extra three movies, and no, they should have stopped.
Chris Pratt does an amazing job.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Moving right along again. Everyone knows this singer, Mel B. I love that song. I love that song. Former band member of Spice Girls, of course, celebrates her 48th birthday today. Ooh, she looks fantastic for 48. Oh, my God, I want to look like her. Next of all, you've got Riley Cuff, who's actually keeping on the Elvis train. His granddaughter, she turns 34 today as well. Also, on this day, May 29, it is World Otter Day.
Oh.
One of my favourite animals in the world. They, like, float along holding hands.
World Otter Day.
It is World Otter Day.
Every day is something, isn't it?
It is.
It's wild. World Otter Day, I think that's a very good one to recognise.
You know what I've always wanted to do? You know how, like, in some of those little zoos or theme parks or something, and they can stick their hands through the little holes and you can hold on to their hands? I've always wanted to do that.
They are so cute. That is on this day for May 29th.
New FM.
The Novos. The Novos.
The story's come across the desk, Ari, that it has you shaking your head. It's one of these stories that you hear and go, you know what? That shouldn't happen. Not in Australia.
Oh, here we go. You're going to get up on your soap, are you?
I am, 100%. Right. And it's the way that a Melbourne cafe has handled a certain situation that has really grinded my gears.
They're not cleaning the plates.
No, we're not going down that road. No, everything's clean. Let's be honest. Tell you what's not clean, though. Their hands. They've got blood on their hands.
Oh, my God.
For charging a dollar to heat up your pastries in the morning.
Oh, now that's dog. Mm. You can't do that.
They say it's very, very sly. So what's happened is a bloke's gone on the internet and shown a picture of his receipt, which has, he's bought a muffin for $7, which in itself is...
That's existential,
That's a robbery. Anyway, then he's got the heat standard cost underneath it, which is a dollar. And it's specifically labelled as a heat standard cost.
Yeah.
Not here, it ain't. That, we're not about that. Absolutely not. It's like charging for sugar in your coffee.
Oh, no, if they started doing that, there would be riots on our hands.
Well, it's a slippery slope from here. So the cafe, who will remain nameless,
okay,
they've come out saying that, oh, no, we would never charge for that, despite it being clear as day on the receipt. And then they've gone to the extent of having a crack at the customer, saying that he should have spoken to them directly rather than going on the internet. Now, I'm not about starting fights on the internet. We know this. However,
he's making people aware of what's happened.
Exactly. Exactly. I would be outraged.
Yeah, I would take it back and ask for a refund. It's like, nah, give me a cold one.
And they want, they're saying here that it's he should have gone and spoken to them, and that it doesn't happen, that we don't do that. It is clear as day.
Is it because they're charging this dollar so that, you know, oh, if we're putting this in the microwave, you're actually using some of our electricity?
I think so.
So it's like paid towards like the power bill, thanks.
Yeah, it's, nah, I'm not about it. And it's, again, it's a slippery slope. They're going to start charging for the sugars. They're going to start charging
for salt.
For salt. for your serviettes. I mean, all that should be included in the cost. And the Consumer Choice Commission has had to get involved because the cost of it was not outlined. We have so many great cafes right across Newcastle and the Hunter. If they started doing this, to No Chance Lens, I will be forfeiting my caramel latte, medium, hot, large. Thank you very much.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
And big news breaking this morning, Ari.
Oh, yes, I did see something.
We love to get around it. Cold Chisel are going on tour.
On tour.
Yeah, it's the big 5-0 Australian tour. They're going to a whole heap of places right across the country, including the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. So the 6th of November, Wednesday the 6th of November, Cold Chisel performing the Entertainment Centre, supported by Karen Lee Andrews. Definitely one to get around.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's a new trend floating around, or rather a new name for a type of clothing style that's popped up here in the region. I've seen it. I am quite excited about it because it's kind of taking a page out of a concept introduced by my homeland in Italy.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Exactly. Thank you. My godfather. So up the road from us here, so Stockland Greenhills, this is in Maitland, just if you don't know that, Scott. The centre has launched a Create Your Own Fashion Era campaign for the autumn to winter season. Most shopping centres will do something like this, basically to promote their shops in the super centres there. So basically it's coming up with a style guide on what to wear and what's the rage at the moment. And this is what we're looking at. A style termed, are you ready? The mob wife look.
Oh.
Yes. They've jumped on board with this aesthetic. Big for this year. What do you think about when I say mob wife? What do you think that would look like?
I genuinely can't even picture it.
Really?
All I'm picturing is a lot of black.
Well, you're not too far from that. So usually what this mob wife per se looks like is big jewelry, a lot of black leather, even some lace, a lot of animal prints and a deep color palette, like, you know, reds, purples, browns, and also a lot of fur jackets.
Is this something you'd get behind?
Have you seen what I wear sometimes?
Yeah, but I don't think you go that extravagant.
You should see my wardrobe. I have the mob wife look and I didn't even know it.
Why?
I don't know. I flock to fur and jewelry and lots of deep colours.
In terms of an actual, like, style trend part, do you reckon this is going to be a hit going forward?
Oh, absolutely.
There's so many other fashion eras and things that you could go with, but why is the mob wife taken off and why in Maitland?
Well, this is the thing. I think it's because, look, this is the trend. It's in vogue at the moment. There's been a lot of push in January for a lot of different styles for this upcoming year. And I think that, you know, not just our region, but like Sydneysiders, Melburnians, they're going to jump on board with this as well. But they're trendy people down there. So I don't know why we're kind of jumping on this bandwagon. But
we're trendy. What do you mean we're trendy?
Well, you know, we're beach trendy. I wouldn't say that we're, you know, Vogue and Milan worthy trendy.
Speak for yourself. Have you seen what I wear?
Yes, the same thing every day. But apparently everyone in Maitland will be walking around this winter like they've just stepped out of a scene from The Godfather.
Somehow I don't think that's going to be the vibe for Maitland. I don't know why it's gone specifically to Maitland and why it's a big thing in Greenhills. I can't see it. When I picture Maitland, I'm not picturing mafias and horses' heads chopped off. No siree.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
We'll check the latest goss and celebrity headlines. As always, we sort of describe the story and the other person has to try and pick who it is.
Yes.
I'll kick things off today, Ari.
Great.
A movie that was released just last week with a very, very famous Australian actor has bombed at the box office.
Mad Max.
It's Mad Max. Mad Max Furiosa. And apparently people are so concerned and confused as to why. It only brought in about 65-odd million worldwide.
I mean, you know, that's a good amount of money, but nowhere near what it could have been.
No, the budget for it was up in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and it only just did better than the Garfield movie. And the Garfield movie did not have that big a budget, not at all. Apparently, it's very good, though. The movie reviews coming in say that Furiosa...
4.5 stars, was it?
Yeah, and it's really good. Yeah, they're saying that it is actually a good movie, but we are still feeling the effects of COVID.
my theory is I don't think it's that much to do with COVID. I think, one, streaming services, of course, are going to hurt a box office. We've seen this happen time and time again. But I also think it's because Mad Max, just let it die. Like, there's too many more that they've made.
But this is a prequel, so this is going back that the last couple of Mad Max movies have been so good and so well received by the general public that this one in the past, you want to know where your characters came from. The big thing as well they're saying, it's funny that you mentioned streaming services, is that because the turnaround now between when the movie is released and when it hits streaming services is so short, I myself, as well as a lot of people, find that they go, well, I'd rather pay a couple of dollars and rent it when it comes out or wait for it to drop on Netflix.
Well, that's what I do.
Yeah, it's the easiest way to go about it. Mm. Again, apparently the movie's very good. It's screening now if you want to go and check it out. So many sessions happening. But yeah, not bringing in the big money they expected.
Oh, look, some of those action scenes as well apparently took like a month or two to make just one scene. So crazy stuff, but I'm sure it's worth it. So my story to bring to you today is about a couple. And it's about the fact they control each other on their phones. What couple am I talking about in Hollywood?
Oh, I saw this. Lily Allen and David somebody.
David Harbour. That's her husband. Yeah, so Lily Allen, the singer. And then, of course, David Harbour. He plays, I think, Hopper in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Great actor. Anyway, so the singer and her husband reveal that they actually control each other's phones and what they do on each other's phones.
Nah.
Yeah.
Not about it.
Oh, look, Alan, who's been outspoken against smartphones, she doesn't like them. She has a kid's phone, actually, called Pinwheel, which means there's no browsing capability. What? There's no social media. She can only use it for, like, taking calls and using it for Uber and Spotify. But the thing is, though, she says, my husband is the caregiver on it, so he controls what I'm allowed to have as an app on my phone. I'm the controller of his as well. Too many of us, this may sound like a trust issue, but she explains the creative side of my brain has actually been ruined by smartphones. You know what? Cry more. Cry more. Smartphones have changed our lives. Mm. And, you know, if you're getting your husband and vice versa, you're controlling your partner's phone, there's something going on there. That's an issue.
It's funny that you can, like, have so many features on your phone that limit the amount of time you spend on certain apps and how many times you pick up a day. And there's so much statistics and analytics coming out of your iPhone, that you go, just do it yourself.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, why do you need your partner to do it? I'm all for, like, transparency on the phone. If not that my partner's ever wanted to go through my phone, but no. I got nothing to hide. Like,
that's right.
I don't care about that. But to have full control over what I do on my phone, that's weird.
Might as well just give up your freedom.
The Novos.
Clickbait Roulette. Let's jump straight into our game for this morning. For your Wednesday, this is Clickbait Roulette. We give you three news headlines. We need you to tell us which one is false, completely made up. The other two are correct. If you do that right, you win a prize.
And it's a chance to get some tickets to go and check out Chicago, the musical. It's coming to Sydney, and you want to get these tickets. There's a big price tag on these tickets as well. So two passes, you and a friend get to go for free. How good would that be? Trying this morning, Shane in Maryland. Morning, mate. How are we doing?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic.
Shane, what are you up to today for your hump day?
Just working.
Ah. Oh,
good man.
Sounds boring, Shane.
Sounds like you need to earn some free tickets to Chicago. How does that sound?
I think so, yeah.
Well, let's get straight into it. Shane, Ari's got three headlines for you. Which one's the fake one?
All right, let's jump straight in. The first one for you this morning, Shane, is owners are being encouraged to avoid using words and phrases with S in them when talking to their cats. That's the first one. The second headline says, get buzzed. Cardiff University develops killer bee beer. And then your third headline is a woman has been caught stealing over 40 coffee mugs from a Walmart supermarket in Missouri. So just to recap there, owners being encouraged to avoid using phrases with the letter S in them when talking to their cats. You've got the get buzzed, the university develops killer bee beer. And, of course, a woman caught stealing 40 coffee mugs from a Walmart in Missouri. So which one are you more leaning towards to be false there, Shane?
I'm going to go to the killer bee beer.
See, Shane, I'm here to help, and I would have gone along the lines of the coffee mugs. See, I don't know, but I just would have gone the coffee mugs. Who needs 40 coffee mugs?
Yeah, the world is a strange place, you know?
It is. It is. Shane, how many coffee mugs do you have?
About 6.
See, that's
getting on its way to 40.
That's a normal number. That's the number that you should be having. But Shane, what do you reckon's the false one?
Yeah, I'll stick with the killer bee beer.
All right, killer bee beer it is. He's locked it in, Eddie.
Okay, I can confirm that the letter S, when talking to their cats, owners be encouraged to avoid. That is actually correct, so it's not that one.
Do we know why?
Oh, it sounds like a snake.
Oh, snake. Crazy, crazy.
Stupid. Okay, it's down to the coffee mugs or the bee beer. Unfortunately, the bee beer is correct. It's true. So the false one was a woman stealing coffee mugs from Missouri. Oh, there you go.
I'm sorry, Shane.
You were close.
You were right there.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Bye last week for the mighty Newcastle Knights. That's 2 points on the board, if you ask me.
A nice rest for them as well.
A great rest. On the phone, we got Blake Green, the assistant coach of the mighty Newcastle Knights. Morning, Blake. How are we doing?
Good morning, guys. How are we going?
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Thriving in here this morning. Now, Blake, a little bit about yourself. You played 270 games across the NRL and Super League.
Damn.
You've been a part of the coaching squad since 2021. Be honest with us this morning. Do you prefer coaching or playing?
Mm.
Much prefer coaching, mate. It's way less impact on the body. But you have no control, as much as you like to think you do. You have no control on the outcome on game day. So sometimes you have to nervously sit there and watch.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Just you're sitting there, you're biting your fingernails going, I know what I would have done in that situation, and you can't.
There's been less of that over the last month, which has been, it's been enjoyable for us.
Mm.
Good, absolutely. Speaking of game days, take on the Bulldogs this Friday at Mac Jones Stadium, of course, at home. Last game against the Doggies was a big loss. Bulldogs have won 7 of the last games in Newey as well. How are the general feelings across the team after a week off to refresh?
Yeah, they're a much improved footy side. They've been a club that's been building for a few years, and they've had some really good results when they've come and played us at home in Newcastle. So, and as you said earlier, we were quite poor early on in the year when we played them. So, we've had plenty of time off to sort of regroup. We had 11 games straight where we had a really tough block physically where we were training quite hard and travelling. So, everyone was pretty excited actually. Bounced into training on Sunday morning and. Our prep's been really good for Friday.
So speaking of the week off, did the team get up to anything exciting? Did they do things as a group, or did everybody kind of go their separate ways to just chill out and some R&R?
Yeah, it's different for everyone. I think some of the older boys that they just need physically, they just need to have a break. So a lot of them just actually stayed home and just were normal people for a little bit. And I took their kids to school and things like that, picked them up and just cruised around the house. Some of the young boys, where if they're not from Newcastle or their parents don't live in Newcastle, they generally get to go home and see mum and dad for a little bit. So it's nothing too exciting because, they get a few days off and then they're back into it. So it's just mainly a bit of a mental and physical break from the season and then they can regroup.
But that's so wonderful that they get to, in essence, live a bit of normality.
Yeah.
Like you're not worried about the pressure of the game or the pressure of the media or anybody. Just get to go about your day like an everyday person. Regular we game. Love it.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly. I think the best thing about when you do get an opportunity to have a bye, you get these to pop up during the season. If you can actually win the week before, it's actually way more enjoyable because you're not stressing or playing over some moments that you missed the week before. So it was nice to win up in Magic Round. It's a pretty cool weekend up there, and then into the bye.
Fantastic. Speaking of players as well, influential players like Best, Ponga and Gamble, of course, all out with injury, unfortunately. However, how good has it been to see the team really rally together with some newer members and really shine with wins on the board?
Yeah, it's been awesome. The obvious ones, Davey Armstrong that's come in for Kalen over the last month, he's done a fantastic job. So I think it's a good reflection of the systems we have in place at our footy club at the moment. They're doing a really good job, particularly in our pathways with our young kids coming through. So, it's been an exciting time for us.
Speaking of players, Christian Mapapalangi, he's making his return. That's pretty cool after 2 years of not playing.
He does, mate. He's had a, you know, he's been really unlucky with some injuries. Mm. You know, that's just unfortunate part of the game. But, you know, he gets an opportunity this week. He's been back playing in reserve grade for the last sort of month or so.
Yep.
So, yeah, that, like I said, with those players coming out, it's just an exciting opportunity for them to come in and play a role in our system, in our team.
So we're looking at a spot in the top eight this week to stay in the top eight. I know that's not the focus for you guys as the coaching staff, but there is still that little bit of, like, white noise and speculation around it. How do you drown out the noise that you've got to be in that top half of the ladder?
It's actually not that hard because the season's so long. If you're stressing every week about staying in the eight, you know, there's 27 rounds. That's a lot of times you need to worry about it. Where I think the main focus for us this week is I think our performance last time against them was quite poor. So we're just looking to make sure we put in a better performance this season. We sort of 0-1 a little bit. And the fact that we're at home, we're always proud to put in a sort of gritty performance in front of our home fans, which they, you know, tend to expect from us now. So,
and the Indigenous jersey, is that this round?
It is. It was Indigenous round for the NRL was last round, but because we had a bye, we'll wear our Indigenous jersey this weekend.
Fantastic. I'm a big fan of this year's Indigenous jersey. Yeah. It looks really good.
It's awesome. We had a bit of a presentation yesterday. It's so cool that we get to, you know, represent our Indigenous footprint in the community by wearing the jersey. We get a different one every year. So it's exciting. We've got a few Indigenous boys in our team, you know, super proud to, you know, be part of the design and how it all looks and come together. So, yeah, it'll be a great night on Friday.
No, it looks fantastic. The Knights taking on the Doggies Friday night, McDonald Jones Stadium. Get your tickets, head along, support the boys. First local game in the best part of a month.
Yes.
Expecting a big crowd at Mac Jones. Blake Green, the assistant coach, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Isabella.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning, my name is Isabella Bora. I am 10 years old in Year 5 at Elmervale Primary School, and I am today's Weather Whiz Kid. Today's weather forecast is mostly sunny, tops of 22 degrees. Right now in Jasmine, it is 10 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Fantastic.
Woo! Awesome job.
Straight through it, Ari. You're a journalist.
Yes. I'm going to give you a 10.5 out of 10.
That was very, very,
very good. Excellent.
Have you ever done like public speaking before?
I don't usually do it.
Don't do it, but you
are. I think you should.
Definitely should.
Yeah.
You are a performer, though. You're telling us you're in Starstruck. Mm-hmm. This year, yeah. So what are you doing for Starstruck?
So we're dancing to She's in Love from the Little Mermaid musical.
Lovely.
Love that.
And how many performances of Starstruck do you have to do?
Only two, just the normal dance and the finale.
Wonderful.
Finales are fun. I do love a finale. Well, congratulations, Isabella. You've scored your very own birthday party at Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills, kidsworldplay.com.au. And if you want to be our next Weather Whiz Kid as well and read the weather on air for us next week, get on it now at newfm.com.au. Thanks so much for coming in, Isabella.
The microphone's all yours. Anyone you want to shout out?
No.
No? What about Mum? Mum's standing right here.
Nah.
Oh, I just want to give Mum a shout
That's
out.
That's all right. It's all her moment.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday on the show, Ari, we were talking about a school in Ballarat that is banning drink bottles.
Yeah, absolutely archaic.
Yeah, weird. And it's all because these Stanleys and Frank Greens and Hydro Flask, all the big popular metal ones that look like you're a camel carrying water, they're a distraction in class, as it turns out.
Well, sort yourself out.
Well, people are tapping away on them. The kids are bringing them into school. Not only is it becoming a bullying thing, where if you can't afford the $70, $80 price tag on these drink bottles, you're sort of ridiculed in school, which is so bad, stupid. But also, kids are taking too many toilet breaks.
Are they?
Yeah, way too many toilet breaks, apparently. Nutritionists have come out saying you don't need to sip on water every 30 seconds. You can have a drink, go and do your class, and then have a drink at lunchtime and recess. You don't need a water bottle the entire time. So this school has put their foot down saying, no chance, Lance. It's gone viral on social media because of that thing. You can't stop people drinking water.
When will, like, schools stop divvying out too many rules? It's too hard to follow.
Well, the rules are, look, that rule is a bit extreme.
Yeah.
And again, but where do you draw the line? I put it out to my friends and my network about what were some of the weird school rules that we had in school and what actually came up and what did we have to endure when it came to going through primary and high school. And a weird one for the school that I went to was that we weren't allowed to enter the local shopping center through a specific entry. They said there's one entry and you can go through any other entry except there. Because you're walking down a driveway. You were walking down a driveway into the entry and they were like, no, we've got people there waiting at 2:55 every weekday to make sure that nobody walks through there. And if you do, you're getting a detention. And that was what they were cracking down on.
Is it so that no one gets run over or?
Pretty sure it was because of that. But it was the most direct route into the shopping centre. Otherwise, you walk in a full extra 3Ks around the back of the shops.
Oh, and you're not going to exercise as a kid? Go away.
Nah, well, that's the thing. People are trying to cut in. So when I put it out to my network, a couple of fun ones that came through. Ashley has said that coloured laces in sneakers, the shoe colour didn't matter, but laces had to be black or white. Now tell me, Ari, where is the fun in that?
No, see, I had the exact same thing at both of my schools. Usually it was like, because the trend was back in the day to have like fluoro coloured laces on like any type of skate shoe.
Yeah.
But yeah, you couldn't have it.
We had a thing with our socks, and it was the colour of our socks that were a big one. We had to wear grey ones in the first part of my high school journey.
Mm-hmm.
Then it got to about year 8 or year 9, and one of the prefects in senior school started a petition and got all the blokes to sign it to change the uniform from grey socks to white socks. Because if you rocked up wearing wrong coloured socks, it's a uniform detention. That's too far.
Well, we didn't have the coloured socks thing, but we had the cut of the socks rule.
Really?
Yeah, so we were not allowed to have ankle socks, like what you would regularly wear with your regular pair of sand shoes. Could not do it. It had to be, you know, that really weird length where it goes like halfway up your shin?
Oh, so they're not the crew cut. They're a little bit shorter than that.
Yeah, that really odd length. It had to specifically be that.
That's nuts. Nah, not about that. Another uniform one that came through from Jace is that his school banned beanies because it made the students look like they were in a gang. Imagine freezing your butt off in the middle of winter. All you want to do is keep the ears cold.
Yeah.
And you can't because, no, you look like a thug.
That's terrible.
That is too far. Too far gone. The big one for schools, obviously no hat, no play.
No school today.
Well, yeah, exactly. If you didn't have a hat, you weren't even allowed outside.
If we and plus detentions in a lot of schools are given out too easily for, like, the most silly things. For example, one of mine back in the day in primary school, we had to have, like, a diary to be kept. And if you didn't bring your diary to class and have it sitting on the table every single lesson, you got a detention. It's like, where's your diary? You should have it out. That's a detention for you.
I was part of that first year. Do you remember? I went to a public school.
Yeah, I went to both, yeah.
So part of the digital education revolution brought in by the Rudd government that everybody in year 9 got a laptop. Do you remember that?
Oh, I loved this rule.
Well, we got the laptop. They were a piece of garbage. Oh,
yeah,
the waste
Lenovo
of space.
Things.
Oh,
yes.
They were so heavy.
Yep.
And they always kept crashing. They had to hire somebody out the school
to fix them.
To fix them.
Yes.
To be permanently on standby in case somebody put their fingers through the screen.
Yep.
It was outstanding. But if you didn't carry that in your bag for at least the first year of this policy, detention. Because you never know, randomly, someone might turn around and go, laptop session. You go, are you for real?
We need to Google, quick.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody Google it right now. Oh, you don't have your laptop? That's a detention. It got about a year into it, and even the teachers cottoned on that these are garbage.
They are.
And the kids aren't bringing them. We don't want to use them. We're still, like, in stone ages with pen and paper back in the day. So why are we bothering with it? Like, the school wasn't equipped to have the full laptop rollout. Anyway, it was fun. And finally, another one's come through from Zeteria saying that they were not allowed to date in school. So classic gear, she goes to a different school. That's what they had to go by.
Yes.
So no dating allowed. You'd get spoken to, then threatened with expulsion if you were dating somebody at the school.
I beg your pardon?
That is way too far, isn't it? Schools need to calm down. And Gabby in Madawi gave us a buzz and said that her weird school rule was that she used to wear a certain type of shoe, which had like a leather shoe with a buckle on the side.
I remember those.
And the school banned a certain type of shoe because they're not appropriate for school.
How are they not? What does that mean? It's not like she's wearing stilettos.
They just said they're not appropriate for school. Apparently, Gabby said she got an exemption, and so she was able to wear them.
Good on her.
But again, a lot of people were told they weren't allowed to. You weird school rules. If you got any, send them through to the Novos at the Novos _ on Instagram. We'll take your messages there.
Gabby definitely won the battle there. So if you've been keeping up with the local news cycle of late, you would have seen that a Newcastle apartment has gone up for sale for a price that will probably make you cry. It will make you tear up, that's for sure. The full floor penthouse in a new complex, which is near Newcastle Beach, features a gym, a personal foyer from the lift, a home theatre set, ready to set back buyers $10 million. This is a new record for Newey.
That is extreme.
$10 million. But just quickly, a Hope Estate Vineyard family emerged last year as a record-setting $8.5 million buyer of a Newcastle penthouse. So it was originally $8.5 million. That was the record last year. Now it's been bumped to $10
million. It's inflation gone wild, hasn't it? $1.5 million on top of an existing property. Nuts.
Well, it's just, it's crazy the fact that it's just going to cost you $10 million just for an apartment. I mean, look, it's a whole floor of an apartment building, but still, doesn't matter.
So many better things I'd rather spend the money on.
Well, and this is the thing. What else could you buy for that amount of moolah? Like how, $10 million, that's got to get you a lot of things in life.
Heaps.
Yeah, exactly. So, for example, I've put together three things, or a list of things, that you could buy for. First of all, Kevin McAllister's house from Home Alone. That's currently on the market, actually. You could buy two of that house for this price. If you've ever seen Home Alone, do you know how big that home is?
That is massive.
It's like a mini mansion, in a way, on a quiet suburban street in America. Like, it's a mansion.
What about the pigeon lady out the front? Is she included with the price tag?
Probably.
She can come in. She made the movie. What about the criminals on the inside? Whatever's in the house? Kept.
Yeah,
I want
absolutely.
All of it.
So the second thing you could do, I've done some maths, you could buy up to 100 Porsches, like the
Ooh.
Car. 100 Porsches.
That's pretty good.
Like top of the line. Off. It's amazing.
Doesn't compare to my Volkswagen Polo, though. I got to say, I'd rather have my Polo, issues and all.
Well, you could probably buy 1,000 of those for that amount.
1,000? Keep going.
Also, $10 million, that's like over 830,000 blocks of caramelised onion cheddar from the Hunter Valley's Smelly Cheese Shop.
I know where I'd rather be spending my money.
The cheese shop.
Why am I buying a house when I can buy a lifetime supply of cheese?
105.3 New FM's Best of Newcastle.
We have just hit 8:03, which means it's time to announce our brand new category for our amazing competition called The Best of Newcastle. Lots and lots of Novocashians have been getting around this, Scott. This
Heaps.
Is fantastic. So hundreds of votes have come in every single day on our website, newfm.com.au. But before we announce a new category for today to go and vote for, maybe we should have a look at what happened yesterday with yesterday's winner.
With Joel, for your only live and local drive home, he spoke to the winner.
But the best butcher in Newcastle, it goes to the team at Black Butt Butchery. And I've got Blake. Blake, you won.
Mate, thank you so much, mate. Thank you. We appreciate all the support from everybody.
A whole heap of votes went to Black Butt Butchery.
I've never tried them, but I really want to now.
Definitely give it a go. You can see all the past winners. Mm-hmm. New FM Facebook page. Go and check them out. Everyone's listed there. Great recommendations from right across the Hunter.
Absolutely. Right now, though, the new category to go and vote for today. Are you ready? It is for the best local sporting team.
Oh, we got stacks.
Oh, we have so many. You know what my vote is?
Go.
I always give a vote. It's good being a local. I'm going to say the Mighty Carter Hawks. That's where Isaac Heaney started. My brother played for him back in the day. Stephen used to play for him. Yeah, it was great.
Great team. And get around newfm.com.au. Cast your vote. Whoever your team is, the winner will get acknowledged on the show tomorrow. But also, just for casting your vote, $500. You're in the draw to win.
Could be yours.
Animals in the car. Comes about after a woman was driving along and a cockerel, which just looks like a rooster or a chicken to me. Why do they give fancy names?
What is it called again?
A cockerel, a cockerel or something? Something like that. Flew through the open window of her car, refused to get out and ate her shopping.
I beg your pardon?
I cannot make this up. Are birds in cars, animals in cars? When's it happened to you? 4967-4105. Now, I'm going to open it up.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be an animal in terms of four legs. It can be a lizard. It can be a snake. It can be a spider. I myself have found lizards in the car.
You said lizards as in plural?
As in, yeah, as in more than one occasion have I found a lizard in the car. You know those little, like, house lizards or garden lizards that run around outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, stacks of them. Stacks of them at my parents' place. Heaps and heaps of them.
Were they just all living in your car?
Oh, well, I found two in there at two separate occasions.
Wow.
And my biggest fear in life is lizards. What? Can you imagine that?
Why is that your biggest fear, dude?
I just hate them, man.
You're so weird.
Lizards and snakes are a no chance for me, particularly lizards, though.
Ew.
And to come across one while I was driving, oh, it gave me the creeps. I didn't know how to get rid of it. You had to quickly pull over. Thank heavens I wasn't on a motorway. Pull over, hope for the best, get it out of the car.
Well, I had my very first car when I was in my last year of high school, and it was an older car, you could say. But that also meant that it was very easy for little creepy crawlies to get in.
Mm.
I was driving to school one morning. I remember it clear as day. I screamed, had to pull the car over really, really quickly because I found a huntsman crawling up my leg.
Nope.
Sorry, but don't mean to give you the creeps, but it just happened.
Nope, stick a fork in there. No, I would never get in the car again.
Hence the screaming.
It's a nightmare. There was a story. This has happened, I'd say, 18 months ago, driving on the Pacific Highway near Foster, southbound.
Okay.
A video went viral as somebody in Foster had a snake come out of the bonnet of their car and going 110 down the motorway. It was banging about on the windscreen.
I can just picture the flopping around.
I actually had a chat to that woman. I found out who she was and got her on for an interview of the show I was doing at the time.
That's crazy.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm a one-hit wonder when it comes to viral videos. I will never make a video that gets 50 billion views again.
Unless you can cut out here.
It's this poor snake getting belted around. So the animals do end up in the car. What's your story? Give us a buzz. 49674105. Carrie's in Currumbong. Morning, Carrie. What happened with the car and the animal?
Morning. So I was taking my kids northbound up Macquarie Road between Warners Bay and Carter.
Yep.
And a ringtail possum came out in front of my car. So I was worried about it getting hit by the southbound traffic. So I actually pulled over into the the marked medium strip.
Yep.
And the vehicle behind me stopped as well because the driver had seen it as well.
Oh.
And the ringtail possum turned around as the traffic was coming, and then it climbed up underneath the wheel arch of the vehicle behind me.
That's a bit scary.
Yeah, into the coil, like into the springs. So we were trying for ages to get it out, and I didn't have any gloves or anything. I was worried about it biting me.
Mm.
And then the next minute, the police turned up. They thought we'd had an accident. And we explained the situation to them, that we couldn't move the vehicle. So the officer put his leather gloves on and reached up underneath. It did bite him in the process.
Oh no.
But he pulled it out and then was able to release it across the road. So it was a really good ending.
As long as it got away, nice and safe. Thanks, Carrie. To Mandy. Morning, Mandy, in Mayfield. What happened with the animal?
We found an injured echidna out in the middle of nowhere. Couldn't leave it there. Mm-hmm. So I thought, all right, wrapped it in my jumper, put it in the boot and started driving to the vet. On the way, it stuck its nose through the back seat. So my children were screaming, thinking it was going to scratch through and attack it. Like, it's going to eat me. I'm like, it's an echidna. It was making these weird snorting noises all the way.
Oh, the echidna's going full monster mode, eating the kid. No, there's no way that was going to happen.
That's great fun. All right, let's go to Claire in Thornton. Good morning, Claire. What's your story?
Good morning, guys. Look, I was about 12. My dad had this bright idea to rescue a kookaburra that had just been hit by a car. So he picked it up and put it in the on the dashboard of our paddle van, and it was sort of docile, just sitting there. And all of a sudden, it came to life and was flapping around the car. I've got an extreme bird phobia, so it was an interesting ride home.
So it woke up on the dash.
It woke up and was like obviously shaking its head and sort of carried on, and it was flapping around the front seat of the car.
Oh,
he's like, psych!
And not good for somebody who has a bird phobia. To Belmont, Shane, wrapping it up, what was the animal in your vehicle?
I was riding down to Canberra on a motorbike, and we stopped for Macca's. About 5 minutes after, I'm riding along, and something pops into my peripheral vision on the right side. And I'm like, is that a stick? And then another little stick. And then all of a sudden, my whole right side of my visor was covered with a big spider.
Oh,
a spider?
Gross.
Inside the helmet.
In the helmet?
Yeah, inside the helmet.
No.
It was pressed up against my glasses.
You would throw the helmet away.
Literally.
Nah,
I went from 130 to 0 in about half a second.
Oh, that would give you the fright of a life. Shane, I love it. You've picked up a family whale watching pass to go with Nova Cruises. Congratulations.
Awesome.
Good on you, mate. You can see the migration of magnificent whales with Nova Cruises, Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience. Thanks for all your calls.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
And if you're just tuning in to us this morning, we have a massive announcement. We've been teasing it for the past couple of hours. If you haven't been on social media, you may have just missed the announcement as well. It's currently sitting everywhere.
It's huge.
Yes.
Big news for Newcastle.
Oh, get ready because, get this, Cold Chisel is coming to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre this November.
That's huge. They're doing a big 5-0 national tour.
Yeah, 50 years of Cold Chisel.
And make it a stop in Nui as well. I mean, why wouldn't you? Of course you would.
Of course you would. Yeah, so national tour, huge. So like we said, November 6th at the Newcastle Entertainment Centre. It's fantastic. It doesn't get any more Aussie than these guys. They started in Adelaide. They have a best of album out actually dropping in August as well. So by the time that comes out, then you're not too far away from going to see the boys.
And your general public ticket sales, they go on sale on Tuesday, May 4.
Great.
But Ari, huge announcement from us.
Tuesday, May 4?
Yeah. June 4.
Wrong time. Yeah.
Tuesday, June 4.
Yeah.
But we have tickets to give away right now. 4967-4105. First tickets in town to go and check out Cold Chisel when they come to the Newcastle Entertainment Centre.
That's right.
Give me a buzz right now. We've got the phone lines open. Let me tell you, the phone lines went into overdrive.
Yeah, we were a bit scared. I think some of them malfunctioned.
There was a bit of malfunctioning happening left, right and centre, but calling through and getting on the air, Jenna in West Wallsend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jenna, how are you feeling? You good? You nervous?
No, I'm excited.
You're excited.
That's what we want to hear.
What are your thoughts on Cold Chisel, Jenna?
Love Cold Chisel. Huge fan. I've seen them 5 or 6 times, so I'm on the pre-sale list ready to go.
Well, Jenna, you sound like a super fan. So you know what? A couple of tickets coming your way. Congratulations!
Hey, thank you.
That is wonderful news, Jenna.
There we go.
Thank you. Super duper exciting, and particularly given all the barns he's gone through in the last 12 to 18 months.
I know, yes. I went and seen him up at the vineyard, so it's good to see him again.
Yeah, you sound like an absolute super fan. We love it, Jenna. Two tickets to go and check out Cold Chisel when they come to Newcastle in November. They're coming your way. Yeah. A massive congratulations.
Thank you so much.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
But that's not all.
That is not all. We also have given away tickets to go see Chicago down in Sydney. That's fantastic. We've also given away whale-watching tickets in Port Stephens, family passes.
And this afternoon for your only live and local drive home, Joel has another big announcement. A big thing is coming to New FM.
Yes.
I wonder what it could be. I have some idea, Ari.
Yeah, so have I. It kind of sounds like a transformer type of sound. If you have been tuning into the station, you would know that we've been teasing something for the past week, but we're going to tell you what it is this afternoon.
Tune in with Joel for your only live and local drive home in Newcastle from 3 p.m. Get all the info there. More details to come on that one.
Absolutely.
Ari, we're getting out of here for another day. Hallelujah.
Jam-packed day.
It's going to be a great day outside. Tops of 22 degrees right across Newcastle and the Hunter. The sun is out. Can't wait to get out and about amongst it. We'll be back tomorrow bright and early, live from 5 a.m. We look forward to your company then.
See ya.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.